You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I am beyond thrilled to be here with you today. We just wrapped up a four-week Bible study, Four Keys to Winning in This Life, and I hope that those that have been with me have found it valuable. I've loved the opportunity to kind of ride alongside and just discuss and discover principles that really drive a winning life biblically. So anyway, it's been awesome for me. So thank you for all those who hopped on and joined me. Today, we're going to talk about something. And I want to talk to you about it. It must be on my mind because I released a book in January called Make It Count. And what's been going through my head and what's been rolling through my head is, does my life really count where it matters? Does my life count where it matters? Ask yourself that. Does your life count where it matters? To me, when I've been doing an assessment, now you think, Amy, this sounds like a depressing podcast. It's actually the opposite of that. You've heard me say, and it's been said by many, many people, an unexamined life is a frustrated life. An unexamined life is probably one that doesn't propel great success, doesn't propel great impact. Because in the pursuit of doing big things on this earth, it requires a lot of internal assessment. Okay? It requires that you examine what gives you life, what gives you joy, what feeds your soul. All of that happens in those seasons where you're probably alone. Most of your greatest discoveries are going to happen on in your own time. It might happen even in a season that you would call the dark night of the soul. That is a thing where you're walking through a season where you don't quite understand it. You don't know exactly what's going on, but you're being repositioned on the inside. You know things are shifting. You know things are internally, there's things going on. It's one of the greatest places to be, okay? So in light of the question that I asked, does my life really count for those things which matter? And I believe this. I believe you're brought to this earth for a purpose. I think if you're on this earth today, in this environment, in this world, that literally God has an assignment for you. There's something so specific that he has for you to fulfill on this earth that the world will miss out if you don't show up in all your fullness. And here's where I have to go. Let's say we go fast forward. I'm a big person that believes in future pacing. What will my future self thank me? Will my future self thank me that I got up this morning? Or will my future self thank me? Like, I'm a big future pacer. I think future pacing drives momentum. Future pacing gets you out of bed in the morning. Future pacing keeps you from eating the donut. Future pacing keeps you from the lack of discipline. Future pacing, because what will my future self think of me? Will my future self be happy that I pursued this? Oh, my future self will thank me that I sacrificed this today. So let's go to that future pacing, okay? I want you to think your funeral. And I think about this often, and I've always thought about it. What will that day be like? Who will be there? Will there be a lot of people there? What will they say about you? What will be the impact that your life had on this earth? What will it be? Think about that. Take a serious moment. What do you think that day will look like? Will it be tons of people that have said, man, you made a massive impact on my life. You changed things. Or will it be, yeah, there's not many there. What will it be like? What will they say? What will the impact be like? When I've been thinking about that, again, I have a friend who's 95, who's got her entire funeral all mapped out, all orchestrated, and she talks about it so often. In fact, she tweaks her funeral service, quite frankly, quite a bit. Oh, I think I heard a song. I think that I'm going to shift that. I'm going to shift the arrangement of this. Like, she's very focused on that event. Like, she's laying it out. And I've thought to myself, well, that's pretty cool. It's the last representation of herself on this earth. And she wants to be highly involved in it. And I love that. She wants it orchestrated. She wants it at a high level. She wants it to represent really who she was on this earth. And I've been thinking about that. Like, what does that look like for you? What does it look like for me? But beyond that, and even in a much bigger way, what will it be like to enter heaven and for God to show you, here's who I intended you to be on this earth? Will you be standing there fulfilling that which is intended for you? Or will you have been, oh, I withdrew. I didn't do that. I didn't fulfill my call. I didn't fulfill all that I was on this earth to fulfill. I didn't do those things. I didn't step out because I was afraid. What would people think? I didn't because I was afraid. I was afraid to give the money. I was afraid to start the business. I was afraid of what they would think about me. So when you stand at the gates of eternity and you're greeted there, and there and heaven greets you and is excited to see you, and they show you, this is who I intended you to be on this earth. And you show up there. Do you show up with everything and say, I threw it all on the line. I gave it my all. I did my best. I put eternity at the forefront of my mind. My bank account shows it. My life shows it. Everything about my life shows that I cared about eternity, that I cared that I show up at the highest level, that I become all that I was supposed to become. Or does it look like I sat out for a season? And that's okay if you did, because there are seasons we sit. You just can't stay sitting. So today what I'm really asking you is, are you living the life that you're intended to live? So when I ask, does your life count? Are you making it count for eternity? I'm asking you, are you living in all that you're supposed to be living in? Are you walking in all that you're supposed to be walking in? And if the answer is not a resounding yes, then I beg you to get up and start to take action towards that step in your life. Take action. Do not let life just float by thinking, oh, I'll reevaluate here in a few months. I know I'm not really in the spot I'm supposed to be in, but I'll just keep letting it go. Oh, I know I'm not really. Don't you want a life of faith, a life of adventure, a life of accomplishment, a life of I laid it all on the line. I gave it my best. I did everything that I was in my heart to do. Don't you want that to be your song, that to be your story? Right? I've had the honor and privilege to get to sit at the feet of some pretty, I want to say influential, but I don't mean influential in a way that, oh, they're influential, so that makes them awesome. No, I'm saying that they have had a life committed to doing whatever the call of God was for their life. They've paid heavy costs for the opportunities and for the impact that they've made on this earth. But when you sit at their feet and listen, you can't help but look at your own life and say, did I give it all? Am I laying it all out there? Am I walking by faith? Am I walking out there? Am I out there doing the things? Or am I just sitting back on the sidelines, letting life happen? I promise sitting on the sidelines, letting life happen, is not a life of a you are more life person. The you are more life is one of adventure, and it's a faith adventure. Like, let me see how far God can take me. How great can your company be blessed by him? How much can he do for you in your life? Do you know the thing about God is this? We pretty much get what we expect. If our expectations are low, that's pretty much what we get. If we set our expectations high, that's what we'll get. We get what we expect in most cases. So I want to challenge you, if you're living below the baseline in any area, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge your faith. I want to challenge the way you look at things. And I want to say this. If we look at what's on the inside of you, you feel like you're called to do something more. You feel like you're called to, maybe you're called to create a company. Maybe you're called to start a ministry. Maybe you're called to, I don't know what it would be, whatever it would be, build an orphanage, whatever it would be that you think you're called to do. Write the book, start the podcast, sing the song, start the restaurant, whatever it is that you're on this earth to do. When you think about it, okay? If you sit and you look at your circumstances and you look at everything around you, you'll never move. because everything in this life is designed to keep you in place. Everything in this life is designed to squash you down or make you small and keep you in a box. Do the same, be the same, act the same, have the same kind of life. When you're created on this earth to be extraordinary, not ordinary, extraordinary. When you're created on this earth by the living God, the God of the universe that is so intimately acquainted with you, that formed you in your mother's womb, that knows every detail about you, he created you to live a life that had impact, a life that he could show himself strong on your behalf, that you could do exploits in his name, that you could live a life that would be so impactful to eternity, but on this earth, to your generations, that you had the ability to change the direction of generations just by who you were and by what you did. Guys, the enemy wants to make you small. Your circumstances want to make you back down. But here's my challenge to you. If you just quickly glance at your circumstances, but you stare at your God, when you glance at your circumstances and you stare at your God, you're staring at all provision. You're staring at abundance. You're staring at wisdom. You're staring at favor. You're staring at every need met, right? The God that is so big, that's so powerful, that wants to use you on this earth in a mighty way. And I'm not saying that you think, well, I want God to use me in a mighty way, but I'm a really great architect. Awesome. Build the best buildings. I want God to use me in a mighty way, but I'm an engineer. Awesome. Run your company. Design something huge. Do what you do at the best level possible. Let that supernatural creativity flow through you. Be stimulated. Be stirred by it. You're a leader. Be the best leader. Create leaders. Create impact. Create succession, right? Let your life count. Make your life count. This book, Make It Count, it is full of principles. It's chock full of principles that will set you on a course to live a life that's not average. And the world wants you to live a life that's average. But there's something deep within your heart, within your spirit, that knows that you're not created for average. In the human being, you understand that you are not created to just play it small. You are not created just to exist and get by. Yet if you look around, most do. Most people are floating through life. They might just be completely involved in their kids' activities. They might be just buried in their work. But they're almost unaware, most people. And then there are those people that are awakened. There's something deep on the inside of them that knows I'm here for a great, great purpose. And I'm important to the big plan of God. Did I really just say that? Can you start to agree and believe that you play an important role, a really important role in the plan of God? When I started to say, I play a big role in the plan of God for this earth today, guess what I got hit with? I can't believe you just say that, Amy. Who do you think you are? But guess what I know? If you're here today, if you're here on this earth in these most transitional times, you have a role to play. And so I'm saying to you, step into what you're called to step into. Step into it. If you're supposed to be, you know, a mom who's homeschooling her kids, give it your all, right? Don't do everything. Don't do anything at a marginal level. Because here's the thing I know. How you do one thing is how you do everything. It's the reason that I can't leave the house without my bed made. Oh, if I don't. Or it's the reason I can't put clothes that I'm folding and putting away. Like, you know, you see clothes and they're inside out and you're like, I'll just fold it and put it away. No, you have to, you know, get it right order and then fold it and put it back. Because I know it's how I do one thing is how I do everything. When I walk and I'm walking through Target and I see clothes laying on the floor, They're on the ground. I didn't touch them. I have to pick them up. I have to put them back on the rack, because how I do one thing is how I do everything. And I know that God is watching me literally walk through small things. And if I can master small things, then I can master big things. And opportunity and enlargement and advancement comes. But you got to master, you know, the small things. And really what it all comes down to is mastering your inner person. Your inner person is a world, guys. It is a world that you must master. You must get control of that inner world. Here's the truth of the matter. If you look at your life right now and you say, I'm not where I want to be, I don't like how this looks right now, take a deep dive internally, because literally where you're at internally, how you show up internally, is really a reflection on the outside. If you're not happy on the inside, you're not going to be happy on the outside. But if you can take personal responsibility, how are you reacting? How are you responding? What do you think about? Then you can change anything. Because my internal world is literally, my external world is a reflection of my internal world. My external world is a reflection of my internal world. And if I don't like it, I can change it. I have to do a deep dive. I'm going to have to probably foundationally shift some things on the inside. But I know that when I shift some things on the inside and I really go after that root that keeps setting me up, I promise you what I'm going to walk into is way beyond what I'm walking in now. So the good news is, if you don't like where you're at in your life, you can shift it. You have the power to change it. You're not a victim. You have the power to change it. And you're not listening to this podcast if you have a victim mentality, because that's not who I attract. I don't attract a victim mentality because I don't believe in it. I believe in extreme personal responsibility, right? And I believe in doing everything you can and then God putting his super on your natural. So I'm going to ask the question again. Are you making your life count for what's important? When you get to heaven and God shows you who you are on this earth and who you're created to be, will who you are when you show up there match? Will it be a match? Or will it be, man, I fell short of that person. Boy, I didn't even begin to do that. Wow. Guys, I truly do believe that God shows us who we are supposed to be. I really do believe that. I don't know why I believe it. I just believe it. He shows us all we are supposed to be on this earth. And we show up as we are. And we look at it and go, oh, yeah. Oh, good. I did do that. Oh, yeah, I did do that. Oh, yeah, I did do that. Oh, guys, think about your life in the realm of eternity. Does your life make impact? One person can affect thousands. One person doing the right thing. One person showing up in the way they're supposed to show up liberates and frees so many people. One person being honest with how things are can liberate an entire room. One person being all that they're supposed to be on this earth can cause other people to have courage to do what they're called on this earth to do. Guys, go light your world. Light your world. As I'm sitting here thinking about my life, I'm like, am I lighting my world bright enough? And I can tell you there's areas that I am and there's areas that I'm not. I'm like, oh, but I'm committed to moving the needle forward in those areas. So I hope today has not been depressing for you. I hope it's not been like, what the heck are you talking about? What a morbid conversation. I'm talking to you about time goes fast. Don't let it just slip out of your fingers and let it go by. Grab a hold of it. Step out in faith. Believe God. You have a big God on this earth and on the inside of you. More important, he's on the inside of you. Believe God for big things. Step out. And guess what? I know he'll show up on the other side of it with provision, with opportunity. And as my biggest prayer is when I leave this earth, that literally when I'm getting ready to go to heaven, that I can look back and say, man, I laid it all out there. I gave my best. I did everything that I felt called and led to do. That's how I want to leave this world. I made the biggest impact I can make. I influenced enough people. I made enough people's lives better. Right? I was here. And as I go, someone else will come in and take that position and have to step into that. But right now, if you're on this earth, I want you to get really grateful that you're here. When you have gratitude for the fact that you're on this earth, you have breath in your body. That means you still have a purpose. That means God still has a plan for you. Get off the sidelines. Get off the sidelines and get in the game. Be all that you're supposed to be on this earth. Become everything you're supposed to become. You're going to walk against fear. You're going to walk against border guards. You're going to walk against everything that tells you to play it small, to do it, to be safe, to not risk. But the life of faith, it's one of adventure. It's one of risk. You're going to be lonely in it. You're going to be scared in it. But you're going to be fulfilled in it. The impact is going to be great. And the internal impact of it, lights out. And the future pacing of it, when you show up at the gates of heaven one day and you look at all you're intended to be and you stand there and say, yeah, it was worth it. It was worth the cost. It was worth the friendships that maybe I didn't keep. It was worth the cost of it. It was worth the loneliness. It was worth the long nights. It was worth some of the dark days. What I did with my life mattered for eternity, and it was worth it. Guys, you have one life. Make it count. And know this, you are more. You truly are more. I'm cheering you on. I'd love to hear from you. If you like this podcast, please share it out. Please give it a 5-star review. Please write a review. I'd love that. But as always, I so appreciate you guys. And I'm grateful. This podcast just hit a top 3% podcast. So that's awesome. And I appreciate it. But it's because of you. So thank you. Be blessed.